From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. With the humid weather we're expecting this weekend, the beach is a great place to cool off, and this week, all but one of the beaches are open for swimming. Every week, York Regional Health tests the bacteria levels and posts the results of which beaches have been deemed safe for swimming. The only beach where the red flag is flying this week is Jackson's Point in Georgina. Be sure to check online at york.ca before you head out to the beach, as the flag status may change. So far this year, Ontario roads remain a little bit safer than they have been in years past, according to data released by the OPP. The metric that is being used to determine that roads remain a little bit safer are the number of fatal collisions, which have decreased by 10% from 2024. According to OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt, Ontario has seen 192 fatal crashes this year. In the GTA Hamilton area, last weekend was by far the deadliest of 2025, with a total of 7 fatal collisions. OPP continue to remind residents to practice safe habits that will reduce your chances of a collision, like driving sober and putting down the phone. The federal government has upheld the CRTC's ruling allowing big telecommunications networks in Canada to provide internet service to rural areas using rival companies' fiber infrastructure. What this means is that TELUS can now provide internet service to a rural community where Bell has invested resources to build the fiber infrastructure to provide service. The announcement was made earlier this week by Canada's Industry Minister Melanie Joly. The hope is that by allowing companies to use each other's fiber, it will provide competition and more options for Canadians. From the Skywards News Centre, I'm Dan Tashiro.